The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidadaf Tesvav. Gemara on top of Amud Beis says, Amar Huna, Leishonu Ela She'en Laves Liyamim, Ela Yesh Laves Liyamim Ul Kvitzis. Kivan de Bemais Italia Milsa, Eimel Leikovitz of Leichazai. Avo yesh laves liyamim asur l'shamash. So Rashi, what does it mean laishanu? So Rashi brings the Mishnah that says that an isha is becheskes taira, even higia es vesta. If you leave an isha and you come back, even though the shas vesta passed in the interim, still in all she's taira, she's muteris. So the Gemara, that's only if she does not have a vest liyamim. Yamim meaning yamim greida, that she sees every, let's say, 25 days, or every certain day in the Chaydish, let's say Rosh Chaydish. But it, so in that case, if she would have such a vest, he would say she's Asura, because he would assume that the dam came on her vest. However, if she has a vest liyamim ulkvitzis, then we say she's Tahira. What does that mean, liyamim ulkvitzis? It means she has a vest to see when she makes a kvitza. Kvitza means she jumps, she does some kind of irregular activity, which could make the dam come. However, it's a vest of a murkov, it's a combination vest of two different factors. Factor number one is that it's a kvitza. Factor number two is that it's a certain date, or a certain number of days have passed. In other words, if she has let's talk about a date. If she has a kvitza on a particular date, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, whenever she's kvitzas on Rosh Chodesh, she'll have re'ir. But if she's kvitzas on Beis or on Tesvav, there's no re'ir. She doesn't have a vest for that. So if she makes a kvitza on Rosh Chodesh, then you have to assume she'll see that. But if she makes a kvitza on a different day, or if Rosh Chodesh comes without a kvitza, then there's no reason to assume that she had that. That's the idea of a vest hamurkav of yamim and kvitza. So now the Gemara is saying that if she has this vest hamurkav of yamim and kvitza, so even if that day passed, she's still muteris. Why? Because you say mechatesa, she had a kvitza. So the Gemara, kivin de b'maisa talya milsa, since it needs an action, emolai kofetz v'lai chazay. Let's say, we'll say that there was mechatesa, there was a kvitza. There was no kvitza, memelo lai chazay, there was no re'im. But if it was just a vest for yamim greida, then asur l'shamish. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim, earlier on Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph, bring a riot from this Gemara to a machlekes Rishonim over there. There's a machlekes Rishonim over there. There is the Ikar Sugya of Vesta Kvitzes over there in Daf Yud Aleph. And there's a machlekes Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Tur, different Rishonim over there. Is there such a thing as a Vesta Kvitza Greda? There definitely is a vest hamurkav of yamim and kvitza, like we see over here in this Gemara, and that Gemara also. That's for sure there's such a thing. The question is, what if she has a kvitza on three random days? One time on Rosh Chodesh, one time on Tesvav, and one time on Chav Gimel, without any pattern. And each time there's a kvitza, there's a re'ia. Does she now have a vest hakvitza? According to some Rishonim, she does. According to Rashi over there in the Sugya, not 100% clear in Rashi, but the Mashmos in Rashi is that there's a vest. That's also the Shita of the Razah. That's the Baal Mar's Hasagis on the Raivid, the Baal Yenefesh. It's also the Shita of the Tor in Siman Kuf Peites, Sefiyot Zayin. However, most Rishonim argue. Taisvus over there in the Sugya, the Rashba, the Raivid, if I'm not mistaken, many Rishonim argue and say that there is no Vest HaKvitza Greida, only Vest HaKvitza Bahar Kova with Yamim. And that's actually how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that it's only Bahar Kova, only a Vest HaMurkav. Okay, so the Rishonim, so some Rishonim, as we mentioned, bring a Raya from this Gemara here on Daf Tesvav, that the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about a vest of Yamim and Kvitzes. Why did the Gemara just talk about a vest of Kvitze Greda? So talking to Rishonim, the Charaya, that there's no such thing as a vest of Kvitze. That's why the Gemara doesn't discuss it. So therefore the Gemara has to talk about this more interesting case of Murkav of Yamim and Kvitzes. And on that the Gemara says whatever it says as far as the Cheskes Taira of the Isha. But a Vesta Kvitza Greida does not exist. So the Rishonim bring a Raya from this Gemara to Taisa Shita. Okay, so we're not coming to answer the Raya. I think in fact there's maybe a different Girsa in this Gemara, which would answer it very simply. But be that as it may, I just want to talk about the lumdus of this Machlekes a little bit. We have a Machlekes whether there's such a thing as a Vesta Kvitza Greida. What's the Svara? Meaning, what's the tzad that it should not be a vest? You saw it happen three times. She jumped and she saw, she jumped and she saw, she jumped and she saw. So ma'amikr zechosa, you saw that there's a direct correlation between the kvitza and the re'iyah. Ayil tell me Mechat Heisa one caused the other? You could always say that. What if she saw three times Rosh Chodesh? Say Mechat Heisa Rosh Chodesh caused it. Obviously, this is Svara that Kvitza has a Shaykh history is Dam. Otherwise, there wouldn't be such things as a Vesta Murkav. Everybody's mind is a Vesta Murkav with Kvitza and Yamim. Right? That everybody's mind. That you have to learn the Gemara one way or the other. You can't say it doesn't exist at all. Right? So there has to be such a vest. So as I see, there is some kind of correlation between kvitza and vest. So what's an afkmin if there's yamim or not yamim? Why is it limited to yamim? Let's just say that the kvitza is goyim the dam and merely you have a vest. That if you look in the Razor, when he talks about this vest, he says that when you have a murkav of yamim and kvitza, he says when you have a murkav, the ikka goyim is the kvitza. Right, whenever you have two garim, you want to know which is the ikker. It's a zev and a garim, the yayim and the kvitza. Which is the ikker garim and which is not the ikker? The Razor says the ikker is the kvitza. That means the Razor is saying that kvitza is such a stark garim, it's even a greater garim than yamim. But when they come together, so you need both. Fine. But it's a greater garim than yamim. So what are you going to tell me? That's the Razor shita. Everyone else argues. Meaning what? That everyone argues svar safuchas, mikotza lakotza? The Taisus holds that not only is it not an Ikka Gairim, but it's a Shvacha Gairim. It's a Shvacha Gairim and it's not Gairim at all when there's no Yamim involved. So according to Razor, it's the Ikka, and according to other Rishonim, it's nothing. Very, very, very hard to understand. What's the Machlekes? Just be marked in one more question. Taisus on the Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Taisus has a Kasha, and the Gemara over there talks about a vest of Achilas Shum. If an Isha ate garlic or some other davacharef, sharp food, three times, and each time she saw dam, so she now has a vest, that the next time she eats that Michael, she's asura. She has a halachas of an Isha Yeshla vest. She has to make bedikas, and she has to be Pirish, chadayim. As I stated in Gemara, so fact, I said, Kasha, that why is the Gemara mentioning davkashum, even time, am I like common ami kafza verasa? Why did the Gemara also mention a vest akvitza? Why are we mentioning Dafka Shum? You should talk about Kvitza too. And for Taisus, because Kvitza is no vest. That's Shitza Taisus. Taisus is going to Shitazon. That there's no such thing as a vest by Kvitza greater. Kvitza only works with Yamim. Mashenk and Achil Shum. So Taisus Achil Shum works, will create a vest even without Yamim. So Taisus is being machalic between Achil Shum and Kvitza, even though they're both in the same category of vest, which is called vest ha'inus, meaning it's a vest that the Isha created, brought upon herself through an action, whether the action is jumping or the action is eating something. She brought it upon herself. Taisa saying this is a chiluk. The Rashba actually says not like that. The Rashba says that Achil Hashem is just like Kvitza, and Achil Hashem also there is no vest without a harkava of Yamim. Okay, but Taisa is mechalik. So what's the svaras achiluk? So Taisa is a few words. So let's read the Taisa. Taisa says, Achla shum loy chashev einis kimoi tairach shal kvitza, shein hari'i ba alide tairach, elam emelo. Taisus talks about a concept here of tairach, of labor, that the Isha is laboring, she's toiling, she's working hard, exercising to do kvitza. And that's what makes the dam come. Ashenke b'achil shum, there's no tairach. Eating is pleasurable, eating is not a job. So she ate a certain food and it came. So Taisus calls that memelo. So the dam came memelo. What is Taisa saying? What is this distinction between working hard, not working hard? If it came in Melo, what's looked on Taisa? So I think the Pashut Pshat on Taisa is as follows, and that really explains everything. That there's something called the normal cycle of an Isha, that the normal vest of the Isha. And that normal vest is part of an extremely complex system in the Isha, which has to do with hormones and all kinds of other things, which maybe a doctor can explain to you, but there's a complicated system that the Eibishter created in an Isha. And that's a natural cycle. It happens. Whether you like it or not, whether you want it to come or not, it's going to come when it comes. It may come with the kviyas, it may be a little bit off, the kviyas may not be so regular, but the point is every month or so it's going to come. Now, there are two ways that you can change that. Meaning, there are two ways, two general mahalchim, that an Isha can cause the dam to come at a time it otherwise would not have come. One way is by tinkering with the system. That means that there's a hormonal balance in the Isha. And when it gets, if you want to, for lack of a better term, when it gets out of balance, then the dam comes, right? The rechem sheds its lining, and that's the vest that comes out. you can artificially make that happen sooner or later, right? You can, Marshall, you can take a certain pill, which would make it come sooner. You take a certain pill, which makes it come later, if you change the hormonal balance in the body. That's the idea of achil shum. Achil shum is the pshat. You're doing something in the system. So shum is not, it's not a pill, it's a food, but the Gemara is telling us that, that the fact is that these kinds of foods have an effect on the system in the isha. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach, which is, pardon my crudeness, but there's a place where the dam is sitting, that lining. You can go in there and scrape it off. You can pull it off. Leaving aside maka, I'm not getting involved in maka now, but assuming it wouldn't be a maka, you could go in and push it, make some kind of incision, or scoop out some of the dam, and you made the dam come out. Now, in that case, what you did has no shaykhis to the seder of the isha. You did a grubazach, you did a coarse action of removing some dam. Just like a person could do that in any part of his body. You can make a maka and make dam come out. Again, it's a little bit of a grub mushel, because if that's actually what you did, it may not even be dam nida, it may be dam maka, but just as a mushel, it's good as a mushel. When an isha is kaifetzes, when she's kafza, Tosis is learning that the pshat in kfitza is that the kfitza is not interfering with her normal cycle. What it's doing is, it's to give another mushel, it's if you take a cup full of water and you shake it around, some of the water is going to spill out. So if she jumps, she's loosening the lining, and she's physically making some of that dam come out. And she'll talk about 100% nida when it happens. We're not saying it's a maka. It's 100% nidas. However, when we talk about vestas, we have to understand an important insight. That despite the fact that the Razor is saying that the ikagarim is the kvitza, that's 100% true. That if you want to know what made the dam come out, we'll say that the kvitza had a greater effect. But vestas is not about cause and effect. Vestas is about a cycle of the isha. And if what's happening has nothing to do with the cycle, it's not a vest. What then is it? Maybe it's a chazaka. Maybe there's a chazaka that this isha, if you do kach v'kach, will make dam come out. I see a list, we say, why don't I have to worry about the chazaka? Turns out because there are other factors which mitigate, there are mitigating factors connected to chazaka which make it a shvacha chazaka, which we don't have time to go into now, what those factors might be. But al kaponim, there's something called vestas, and vestas, despite the fact that it's based on chazakas, it's not merely a chazaka. It's all about the cycle of the isha. So Memela Zok Taisvis, Bishlam, when you talk about Achil Shum, you're interfering with the cycle. You're making the cycle, you're showing that this Isha, her cycle, gets impacted by Achil Shum. Okay, so if she eats Shum, her cycle is gonna come through, the dam will come, so she's Asura. That's a vest. Vashing in Kvitzi is no shaykh to the cycle. Kvitzi is like you took a spoon and you scooped out some dam. It's no shaykh to the cycle of the Isha. That's not a vest. If, however, it's correlated with a Yom, if it's together with the yom, it's mukav with the yom, then we see obviously it has some shaykhs to the cycle. Oh, once it has some shaykhs to the cycle, then it could be a vest. That's l'chayr de pshat in Taisvus. We can understand the machlokes Rishonim about kvitza greida. Like we said before, everybody's made that kvitza is a tremendous gairim. That's pashat. However, Taisvus and these Rishonim hold, that's not enough to make a vest. To make a vest, it has to be shaykh. It has to be shaykh for the normal seder of the isha. And it's not shaykh to normal seder of the isha. It's just, like we said, like you shake a cup and some water spills out, or you take a spoon and you scoop something out. That's not a vest. The melon is no parsha vestus on that. So l'chayra, that would be the hesber in those rishonim. What exactly the other rishonim hold, the Raza and the Tur, I don't know. Maybe they hold that it's a machlekes here mitzias. Maybe they hold that kvitza seif kol seif has some shaykhs to the seder. Maybe they hold it doesn't need to be part of the seder. I don't know. You could learn different drachim. But akapanim, but the shverish shita, which was taisvis, is l'chayra mavur heitev.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.